As the CEO of a listed company on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, Fred Platt has spent the past 20 years of his life building the business that he listed on the stock exchange. However, nothing could prepare him for the ultimate test he would face, holding the hand of his son Sam as he passed away. The lessons that he learned from this experience have fundamentally changed both his perspective on life, business, and particularly relationships. Fred has since shared these lessons through his book called Lessons from a Rainbow Unicorn, a real-life story of a father's loss. Fred, before we begin the interview, I'd like to commend you for your tremendous courage for sharing the story with myself and the listener and everyone else who read your book. So, could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Fred Platt, and I suppose the only way to introduce myself is as Sam's dad.
Why was the book you published called Lessons from a Rainbow Unicorn?
The book Lessons from a Rainbow Unicorn has got two reasons for the title. The first is that, you know, when Sam arrived at Red Cross Hospital on the Sunday night, he was very ill, but we looked up and there was the most incredible ring around the moon. And then when we, on the day that Sam died, as we walked out of the hospital, there was this most beautiful, beautiful rainbow. And we had a couple of other incidences when we were driving back from Cape Town to Johannesburg through the Karoo. We drove straight into a rainbow. And then I started reading up a little bit on rainbows, and it has a lot of significance, because in mythology, a rainbow around the moon or a moonbow denotes the death or the imminent death of a saint, and a double rainbow like the one we saw outside Red Cross shows the ascension of a saint to heaven. And the lessons are really, you know, I always wanted to teach Sam all the lessons that I'd learned in life and all the mistakes I'd made. I never got that chance, but Sam taught me so much. And in mythology, a unicorn will show up, teach you a lesson, and disappear. And in my life, that's exactly what happened.
What were some of the most memorable moments you obtained through Sam's journey as a father?
Well, you know, I think Sam was in hospital for 15 and a half months in ICU. So, you know, we had a tough journey, but, you know, every day was special, just being with Sam, holding his hand and learning, I suppose, from Sam, and learning what unconditional love is, and just being there. But I think it also put everything into perspective when Sam passed away, you know, what we place value on. We place so much value on money and on business and on doing things, when the most valuable thing in life is the relationships that we have with those close to us, in my case with Sam. And, you know, when Sam passed away, I would have swapped everything that I owned for just another day with him. So I think that put value into perspective.
So before you mentioned that, instead of you passing on your wisdom to Sam, Sam passed on a lot of wisdom to you. Could you just tell us what some of that wisdom was, or what you learned?
I learned so much from Sam. I think, you know, as I said, what we place value on, what is truly valuable in life. Sam taught me that the community that supports you during these times is what really values, and your part in community, and the fact that you're not on your own. You know, we get so rushed away in business on our own, and all of a sudden we realize that, you know, if it's not for the community around us, we don't exist. So the whole concept of Ubuntu, or being part of a community, and, you know, at the end of the day, just putting life into perspective in so many ways.
Could you mention something that you turned to when your hope was fading while Sam was ill in hospital?
You know, at the end of the day, there was my wife, Melissa, who is the most special person on earth, and I don't think that you can go through this on your own. So I was very, very fortunate to have Melissa and a community, you know, both at work and from a faith perspective, you know, just having people that you can lean on. And still, you know, I think every day at Sam's birthday on the 9th of April, and he would have been 4 years old. So, you know, still today you rely so heavily on the community that you have, but also in, I suppose, we just building Sam's legacy, and that brings some purpose to it.
I understand that you went through some difficult times with the hospital staff. What tips could you give to doctors and nurses so they can help put parents' minds at ease?
You know, I think as a father and as a parent, you assume a responsibility towards your child. I always say I made two promises to Sam while he was alive. The first was that I would make sure that he gets the best possible care that he can, and I will fight for that. And when he was passing away in my arms, I promised that he would never be forgotten and his legacy would live on. So my message to doctors and to medical professionals is that parents just need to know, they just need to be part of the process. When your child is ill, you are there with him. You feel his pain, you feel everything, and just being part of and just being recognized as not those difficult parents or those parents that are in the way, but rather that you cannot just treat a child on its own. You treat a family when you treat a child.
As you mentioned, you said Sam's legacy will go on. What is happening there to ensure that that happens?
Well, we started a trust called Footprints for Sam. When we were in hospital in Red Cross, you know, we saw children that were getting wonderful care at that beautiful hospital, but their parents in many cases didn't have bus fare to get to the hospital and back, and they didn't always have food and nutrition. You know, when you have a sick child, the last thing you need to have to worry about is getting to them and being able to feed yourself and your children. So Footprints for Sam was established, and we have a number of projects, but the most notable one is you've probably seen outside Red Cross Hospital, we have two vehicles, the Super Sam vehicles, which bring both families and children that have got chronic and life-threatening and life-limiting diseases to and from the hospital in dignity. We also run a feeding program for those families. And then we, Melissa and I, and specifically Melissa, we do a lot of talks to medical professionals and just to explain our experience. But at the center of everything we do is Sam's legacy that has touched so many lives.
Is there any special things you'd like to give to the medical staff of Red Cross who, as you mentioned, there were a few doctors who really helped you in your journey with Sam?
You know, there's some very, very special people at Red Cross, and you know, from the doctor's perspective, I think, you know, people like Mignon McCulloch, and from the nursing staff, Sister Jane Booth, and but so many, Andrew Argent, and just so many people that changed our lives, gave us hope, and then were there when times were tough, engaged with us as parents, and just recognized us as being Sam's parents.
Thank you, Fred. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the interview?
I just want to say well done to you guys and for the courage that you have, and just to encourage everyone that, you know, sometimes we think we can't do anything, but I look at Sam. Sam lived only for 15 and a half months, and he's impacted so many lives. So never give up. Never think that you can't make a difference, and just be there and just make a difference for those around you. And I think at RX Radio, that's what you guys are doing, and hats off and well done. Really appreciate that.
Thanks for sharing your time, and I wish all the best of the future for you and your wife.
Thank you so much, and thanks for allowing me this opportunity.